I think a lot of people over the years have kind of looked at bass fishing as maybe something fun to do or something to go out with your buddies and do, but the professional ranks is a much different ball game. And this past year, there's been a lot of turmoil and a lot of consternation with the pro angler in particular making a decision to fish either FLW or BASS or both, as the case may be. With me today is David Walker. And David, you know, you and I have known each other a lot of years, clear back to the BFL years, and your story is a very unique one. But you had to make a decision this past fall to fish one trail or the other and chose the FLW Tour. Can you kind of give us an indication of why you chose the FLW Tour?
Make it just pretty easy. It's just the money. It was that simple. For me, I went back. I tell you what, I've fished both tours since I've started fishing. I've been fishing in both circuits. And I went back and looked at where I finished at in the last couple of years. And that's based on 12 events, fishing 6 bass and 6 FLW. And like last year, the places I finished, I wrote down all the places I finished and then put those place figures on as if I was going to, if that's where I was going to end up this year. And then just added it up. And for me, the choice was pretty easy. If you want to make some money, win some money fishing, you better be fishing FLW. It's just that simple.
Well, you know, you talk about the $55,000 entry fee at Bass, and I know, you know, in 99, of course, you were the FLW Angler of the Year, but when you look at your Bass winnings, you actually have had better success at Bass, right?
Yeah, I really have. I've had more higher place finishes on the BASS side. Why that is, I'm not really sure. I think that probably has something to do with the off-limits periods and the shorter practice, and that's something that I enjoy more. I would like to see that on the FLW side. But also, it's kind of frustrating because if I'd had those same finishes on the FLW side, I'd have won twice as much. You finish second in the Bass and you get $30,000, or you finish second in FLW where, you know, you're liable to win $50,000 this coming year or possibly $100,000 at two of the events. You know, I would like to see those places that I had on the Bass side on the FLW money side. I know right now that what Bass is trying to do, at least I feel I do, and I think that they're trying to make this sport to the point where the exposure's there and you can make the money not off your winning. But for me, right now, I don't think it's there. The money that you'd have to spend to hope that's going to happen in the next year or two, it just didn't make sense for me dollars-wise. I wasn't going to spend all the money that I'd saved over the few years that I've been fishing in order to start all over again and hope this works because, I mean, let's be honest with you, Bass's track record over a few years of stick-to-itiveness is not there. So they tell me this is what they're going to do this month, but heck, next month they might not want to do that anymore, and you've already invested all your money into it. So for me, those are the kind of things that really change my mind. I mean, I know, let's say that, you know, FLW is still kind of considered the new kid on the block, and, you know, Irwin is the guy who's changed so much in our sport, but heck, he's been doing it for 10 years now. You know, we gotta give credit where credit's due. He has been able to get this ball rolling quickly and continue keeping that many plates in the air. You gotta give him credit for it.
Well, you know, the organization FLW, you know, really came out of obscurity. A BFL, of course, which was Redman before that. There were some Golden Blend events where a lot of pros participated, but really they just said one day, hey, it's time to start a tour, and the rest is history, right?
Exactly right. I have fished every single one of the FLW events except for one. And I tell you, the one that I missed was the first one that they had. They had it at Kerr Reservoir, Bugs Island, whatever you want to call it. And that's the one where Mike Terry won it, and they gave him $100,000. And that was the event where, that was the first year, the last event of the first year on the FLW Tour. I didn't fish that one, and I can tell you why, because I didn't have the money to do it. I thought a $1,500 entry fee was unbelievable. I was going to... I didn't have it. I just didn't have the money to do it. Hindsight being what it was, had I fished the event, I would have won the FLW Angler of the Year that first year. But I didn't have the money to do it, and so I didn't do it. And I thought, you know, going up against these guys over at that lake in June, a bunch of crankbait fishermen, that I just got killed. So I stayed out of that tournament, but I've fished them all ever since then.
I look back at a couple of years ago, in particular, the Bush Patch comes to mind. And your name, I guess I ought to call it the Walker Patch, because that one year that the Bush Patch was, you know, it was something that you had to wear or you didn't accumulate points, that really hurt you with BASS, didn't it?
It really did. And, you know, that kind of goes to my point. You know, it, that year it was the most important thing. It was such a critical issue. And there were so many guys saying they're not going to wear it, you know, that this is, you know, for whatever reason. And for mine was strictly a, you know, a business decision because I had a contract where I made an agreement and I had signed it months prior to that, that I would not promote alcohol or tobacco. And there wasn't any, I didn't have any choices in it. I wasn't going to wear the patch and just couldn't wear it. For me, that was a decision I had to make like that. For me, that was probably the hardest couple months was trying to get a deal worked out where I could or I couldn't or try to get Bass to change something. And in the end, it was pretty much I didn't get any points, and I fished that entire next year without getting any points. And I still qualified for the Classic, but I didn't get to go. So, and then the next year, beer patch doesn't matter anymore. It happened. It's kept me out of the E50s since they started because of it. But at the time, that was a choice I had, and I had to make it. So that was it, and that was what's done is done. And I'm not fishing because I'm mad about something. You know, it's really easy to try and make this about a us against them or who likes who or who doesn't like who. And for me, that I was done with that in high school. So I'm not interested in that kind of thing. Right now I'm self-employed, which is something that I really enjoy. So when I make decisions on fishing a tournament, it's always been about if you go there, if you think it's worth your while. If it's a tournament that's going to pay a lot of money, I'm going to be there. That's why I fish both tours. And with them lowering the payouts and raising entry fees, it doesn't make any sense anymore for me. So, but now if it works for them and it turns into something, in the future starts to look like it's a way to make some more money, then I'll have to rethink my decision. But for right now, I don't think I'm missing out on anything. And, I'm, you know, in order to get back into it, as long as they keep the sport to where you're qualified to fish because of your abilities, then I'm not afraid to get in or out of any tour because I think I can get back in based on abilities. Now, when they make it a deal where it's a popularity contest or it's about who likes who, then I think that's where we're really going to have trouble with the sport because the fans see through it, we see through it, but nobody seems to want to say, you know, hey, the emperor has no clothes.
You know, that's really, I guess, a really fine way of putting it, because when you look at, you know, and I've had the opportunity here in the last probably 4 months to talk to more anglers than I ever would imagine. I mean, I talk to a lot of them on Bass Fan Radio, but I also talk to a lot of them other than that. And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, there are a lot of people taking middle of the road, a lot of people trying to see what's going to happen. And I think all of us, you know, want everybody to be successful, but you have to draw that line in the sand somewhere, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it had the number, you know, there's a couple things that would have changed with that. You know, if Bass was still having six events, or had they raised the money, the entry fees, and had the same amount of events, or if they'd raised the number of events and kept the entry fee the same, I think would have been a much harder choice because it would have been about the same amount of dollars. But, you know, I got $30,000 entry fees for FLW this year, or $55,000 on the Bass side, same amount of events. Where's your decision to be made? For me, it was that's what I based it on. There's people on the Bass side that, you know, Jerry McInnes and all that crew, and I've been around them for my entire career now. And, you know, and I'm going to miss seeing those guys and being around them. But when they quit FLW and went to ESPN, it wasn't like I didn't like them anymore because I felt like they're abandoning me. So I knew it was a decision they made for their business. And that's the decision people got to understand, that when fishermen make decisions like that, I'm sure that for the vast majority of them, they're basing it on a business decision, what's going to be good for them and their family.
Well, that's the most important thing, is looking at your family and deciding if you can afford to do it and make a good livelihood out of it. I think more than anything else, I mean, if you can afford to do it and you've got the skills, you know, it's not going to be a hard decision because you'll be able to go out there and do that. And I think Bass right now is betting on the come a little bit. I think they're saying that, you know, if we can get this thing the way we think it'll work and get the model right, the large non-endemics will show up.
Exactly. I think that's what they're trying to do, but I don't want to put my money on that bet.
Well, David, you know, as usual, you're always, the candor is always great, and I know, you know, you're really one of those guys that a lot of us look up to for your abilities and the way you came through the ranks to be able to get there, and we wish you the best of luck in 2006.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on here.
Well, good luck at Okeechobee, upcoming event for you at the FLW Tour. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.